AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration imposed sanctions on Colombian President Gustavo Petro, his family, and a member of his government over accusations of involvement in the global drug trade. That sharply escalates tensions with the leftist leader of one of the closest U.S. allies in South America. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the Pentagon is sending an aircraft carrier to Latin America.
Defense Chief Pete Hegseth has ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group to the region from the Mediterranean. It's a major escalation in an area that's already seen an unusually big U.S. military buildup, both in the Caribbean Sea and off Venezuela. The administration says it's aimed at fighting drug trafficking into the U.S. Hegseth earlier today announced a 10th strike on a suspected drug-running boat. Yesterday, President Trump said the administration would brief lawmakers about the operations, but rebuffed calls from both parties to seek a formal declaration of war from Congress.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Earlier today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's war machine would be greatly impacted if the U.S. sanctioned two Russian oil companies.
There is one more important decision by the United States of America. Sanctions against two large Russian oil companies. Pressure on Russian oil is an instrument to end the war, I'm sure. And all Russian oil companies, including Rosneft, Lukoil, Putin's own oil company, Sorvut-Neftegaz, and others must be blocked. Their access to the world market must be cut off. This will bring Putin back to reality and greatly limit the Russian war machine's money.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on an update for Social Security recipients.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% cost of living boost in 2026. Agency officials say this represents an average increase of more than $56 a month for retired Americans. The adjustment goes into effect in January. Meanwhile, increased payments for people who receive supplemental security income will begin December 31st. The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
More information on apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.